bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. A former Boeing employee turned whistleblower against the airline has been found dead. Josh Barnett, who worked for Boeing for 32 years until his retirement in 2017, died of what was believed to be a, quote-unquote, self-inflicted wound on March 9th. Police are investigating. In the years after his retirement, Barnett spoke with news outlets detailing many of his concerns about Boeing's standards and practices when it came to the safety of its aircraft. Some of those issues range from deliberately fitting substandard parts on production lines, oxygen masks not working, and the rush to produce new aircraft compromising safety. Barnett says he had alerted managers to these concerns, but no action had been taken, and Boeing even went as far as to deny the claims until the Federal Aviation Administration backed some of Barnett's accusations, resulting in Boeing needing to take immediate action. Barnett had been continuing to give evidence in a lawsuit against Boeing since his retirement, and his death can only be described as quote-unquote tragic by his lawyer. Boeing commented on Barnett's passing, stating, "We are saddened by Mr. Barnett's passing, and our thoughts are with his friends and family." The U.S. is to send a new weapons package worth $300 million to Ukraine. The U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the funding for this aid would be used for artillery rounds and munitions for High Mobility Artillery Rocket Systems, or HIMARS for short. This ammunition will keep Ukraine's guns firing for a period, but only a short period, Sullivan told reporters, adding, "It is nowhere near enough to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs, and it will not prevent Ukraine from running out of ammunition." This aid is the first action taken by Congress in months due to bickering between Democrats and Republicans on the subject. Reuters was the first to report on the weapons package on Tuesday. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are pleading not guilty to obstruction of justice charges, adding to what seems to be an increasing list of corruption indictments, which could impact his re-election. The couple had been charged with taking bribes of gold bars, luxury vehicles, and cash in return for the senator's help in projects that were pursued by three New Jersey businessmen. Prosecutors say in return for the gifts, Menendez was able to help secure a profitable meat certification deal with the Egyptian government. Two of the three businessmen joined the senator in their not guilty plea, with the third set to testify in court on May 6th for their upcoming trial. And in breaking news today, Congress has passed a bill that could ban TikTok from U.S. app stores unless the social media platform, which is used by roughly 170 million Americans, is spun off from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. I spoke about this story earlier this week and gave former President Trump's concerns on the matter, and now it seems to be that his concerns are coming into fruition. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.